Welcome to the Business Coach Podcast, an advice-oriented series that tackles the top issues and opportunities facing Canada's small businesses. I'm your host, Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, and we've developed this podcast in cooperation with BMO, Bank of Montreal. July 1st will be a very important day for Canadian businesses in 2010. Of course, most companies will be closed for Canada Day on July 1st, but it's also the first day of the harmonized sales tax in British Columbia and Ontario. Although the new taxation scheme will have a great impact on business owners in those two provinces, it also has repercussions for companies in other provinces, and the time to plan for them is running out. Heather Weber is a certified general accountant and the leader of the Indirect Tax Group at Myers Norris Penney LLP, an accounting and business advisory firm. Heather joins me on the phone from her office in Kelowna, British Columbia. Heather, welcome to the Business Coach Podcast.
Thank you.
So Heather, let's start with the most basic of questions. What is the HST?
Okay, the harmonized sales tax is a blend of the goods and services tax that we have across the country right now that's administered by the federal government. In Ontario and BC, it'll be combining their existing provincial sales taxes. So in British Columbia, the HST will become 12%, and in Ontario, the HST will become 13%. The harmonized sales tax will be administered by the federal government, so there'll no longer be a provincial sales tax in those two provinces.
Now, why is government bringing in the harmonized sales tax? What's the benefit to us?
Harmonized sales tax is like the GST. It's a recoverable tax. It's a value-added tax. And so it is a tax that is paid at each stage of a transaction. So when a good might go through 10 different businesses before it finally reaches the end consumer, each of those businesses will have to pay the HST in acquiring their piece of whatever it is they're making. However, if they're registered for HST and carrying on taxable activities, they'll be able to recover that tax. And so unlike a provincial sales tax, there doesn't get to be a buildup of tax into the cost of a good. And it will allow those two provinces to be more competitive both nationally and worldwide, because right now with a provincial sales tax, the PST gets embedded in the cost of doing business. Even an accounting firm has to pay PST on their computers, their desks, and everything. And so that becomes part of their cost of doing business. Even a manufacturing company has some PST it's not able to recover. So that is one of the big benefits of having a harmonized sales tax, is to make businesses more competitive on a national and worldwide scale without having the tax embedded.
And of course, there's only one tax that you need to process now instead of two.
That's right. And so the costs of administering tax, currently businesses have to file their provincial sales tax returns and a goods and services tax return. They have to worry about two sets of auditors that can come visit them and check up on how they're doing. So after July 1st, they'll be just the federal government that they'll be filing their HST return to. So that is expected to cut down on administration costs. However, to add in that although the PST is not going to be applicable after July 1st, the PST auditors will still be around.
So in your view, how well prepared are small businesses in BC and Ontario for adopting the HST just a few short months from now?
I'm actually concerned that they aren't as prepared as they need to be. Part of the problem is that the government hasn't released the legislation to administer the sales tax. What has been released is a number of notices and bulletins on how the federal government will treat different parts of the tax. And the governments have passed a bill saying that they will bring in harmonized sales tax, but the actual legislation has not been released. And I've heard a lot of businesses saying, well, I'm going to wait until the legislation comes in. I don't want to deal with this now. And the problem is, because it encompasses such a large portion of a business, even a business that only operates in one province, which very few do now, there's a lot of things that need to be changed, and a business may have to start collecting tax as early as May 1st, depending on what services or goods they're providing.
So really, they only have 4 to 6 weeks from now to prepare.
It's a very short time period, and some businesses will have to, if a business is a large business, which is $10 million or more in sales, and that includes an associated group, they've got many changes to make. not just a simple matter of changing the rate. They have to do adjustments to their accounting system to recapture certain input tax credits. There's a lot of different things that are changing, and we thought that because we have HST in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and Newfoundland, that we would just use the rules that are in the Act right now for those provinces, but the government is saying that they're bringing in all sorts of new rules. So there's a lot of things going on.
Now that you mentioned the Atlantic provinces that adopted HST back in 1997, can you give us a sense of how well they fared when they had to make the transition? Did they make the same mistake?
I'm expecting they probably did. I think when any new tax comes in, probably the instinct is to try and ignore it as long as you can. However, what the government has said that it found with the Atlantic provinces is that after several years of having the HST in place, and of course for some of those Atlantic provinces, the HST was actually a decrease in their current tax rates because their provincial sales taxes were very high. And so when the HST came in, it was actually a lower rate, even though the HST is the broader based tax than most provincial sales taxes. But what the studies have shown, and I'm not from the Atlantic provinces, so I didn't live and breathe that, but what the studies have shown is that after several years, prices were reflecting the savings that businesses were realizing. And I think that's an important reason why a business needs to be thinking about the harmonized sales tax as soon as possible and planning for how it will impact their business, because if they don't understand where they may have cost increases or decreases, they're not going to be able to respond and adjust their prices or their business structure to pass that on to their consumers. And at the end of the day, that's what the consumers will be looking for, is because this tax is much broader than the existing provincial sales tax, they're going to want to know that they're getting, you know, some sort of benefit passed on to them, whatever savings that business is realizing by being able to recover their input tax credits.
So business owners have to think about pricing issues. I presume they also have to worry about point of sale systems and adjusting those, correct?
Exactly. There's a lot of different areas in a business that will be impacted. I mean, the obvious ones of pricing their products, adjusting their paperwork, like, you know, making sure that their invoices print up with the right information, disclosure on sales contracts, internal things like how they calculate taxable benefits for employees. You know, that'll be impacted by the change in the rate. Their advertising, purchases, you know, making sure that they're paying the right rate of tax on purchases. So there are a lot of areas of a business, even a business that operates only in one province, that will need to be reviewed. And depending on how computerized a system is, there may be more or less adjustments needed.
Now, companies that are not located in BC or Ontario or the Atlantic provinces, for that matter, still have to worry about the HST. Can you explain why that is?
Well, companies that aren't located in the HST provinces, if they have sales to those provinces, depending on what type of goods or services they're providing, because they're registered for GST, they'll be required to charge HST. So, for example, a company in Saskatoon is selling car parts, and they ship them all across the country. Well, they could have four different tax rates that they need to charge, because they'll have HST of 12% in BC, 5% tax rate in Alberta or Manitoba or Saskatchewan. They'll have a 13% HST in Ontario and the Maritime provinces. And they might have to charge 0% tax if they're shipping goods out of the country. So they could have a number of different tax rates. Most businesses will have to be watching where they're sending their goods to know what tax rate they're required to charge.
So the onus on collecting the HST and paying the HST is on the supplier, whereas with PST, the onus is on the buyer to make amends with the government.
Exactly. And because someone that's registered for GST is registered for HST, even if they sell goods into another province and they have no other ties to that province, you're absolutely right. They'll be required to collect the correct rate of tax. It will no longer be on the purchaser to self-assess the tax.
Heather, HST expenditures can be recovered via an input tax credit. So would you recommend companies defer major PST taxable purchases until July 1st?
It depends on what type of company it is and whether they're entitled to the input tax credit. But certainly, like right now, under the current system, if a company is registered for GST, they're able to recover their 5%. And then any PST that they pay is becomes part of the cost. They have to capitalize it on their equipment or whatever. So after July 1st, if a business is able to claim input tax credits, they'll be able to claim the full 12%. However, depending on the type of business, for example, vehicles, there's no benefit if you're a large business. There's no benefit to deferring the purchase from now until July 1st because if you're considered a large business, you can't claim the provincial portion of the vehicle anyways. So it's important to have an understanding of the rules to know what category you fit in, whether you're a large business or not a large business, and whether you're impacted by different rules. Some purchases companies may want to accelerate because currently there's only GST, for example, on purchases of land or buildings, real property. And so after July 1st, even from a cash flow point of view, businesses may want to think about acquiring some of those type of things before July 1st, just so they don't have the outlay of cash, depending on what type of business. I mean, real property is maybe a bad example because some businesses can give their GST number anyways. But
so clearly, Heather, companies have their work cut out for them over the next few weeks. Thanks for joining the Business Coach podcast to discuss the incoming HST.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heather Weber is a certified general accountant and the leader of the Indirect Tax Group at Myers Norris Penney LLP in Kelowna. That's it for another episode of the Business Coach podcast, so be sure to check out other episodes, which you can download from BMO.com, ProfitGuide.com, and iTunes. For other tools to help you build your business, visit BMO.com/coach. Until next time, I'm Ian Portsmouth, the editor of Profit Magazine, wishing you continued success.